On the Rural Radio Network, I'm Chad Moyer. Let's take time and visit with our weekly Friday market analyst, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and talk about the week that was in the markets. And I would say that once again, we've had an interesting run in the markets. Let's talk about soybeans. Here the last two trading days, we've gotten back quite a bit of the losses that we had in the 2 weeks prior, haven't we?
That's right, we have. The beans got kind of down into a what you might call an oversold position, and we had a couple of friendly pieces of information that came across the market commentary, and so especially yesterday we had beans up 29 cents on the cash market, and the day before that we had a pretty good run too, so it's good seeing the market going our direction for a change.
Yeah, those two news bits that you were talking about, one includes a customer of ours and one is a competitor, right?
That's correct. A customer is China, and the word that I got on that was that China was having a hard time sourcing soybeans to keep their soybean processing plants open, and so they had decided to free up some of the reserve soybeans that they've been stockpiling. And of course, once they do that, why, that takes those beans out of the supply channel for doing it, say, maybe in July or August. And so when the dust was cleared yesterday and 1:15 trading ended, we ended up with a real nice rally of almost 30 cents in the bean market.
Yeah, and then they're talking logistical issues again down south, huh?
Well, it's an old story that just keeps repeating itself. You know, I guess we can be happy here in the United States that none of the unions have a stranglehold on either the rail transportation or the loading and unloading of ships, because it seems like Brazil and Argentina, it's kind of a regular thing. And when they feel like working, where prices go down, and when they don't feel like working, where prices go up.
Yeah, and that seems like it's kind of a fluid situation, because I heard two accounts out of Brazil, you know, one that they had struck a deal, but another one says they might go on strike again next Monday. So, I mean, it's just kind of, you know, sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, kind of like you said. Let's focus a little bit, though, on corn, and we haven't seen the big moves like we've seen in beans this week in the corn, have we?
No, the corn's been a little more subdued. The corn was kind of the Cinderella child, so to speak, for there a couple weeks where we had pretty nice run and got some of the cash corn bids up into the area where we were at harvest time last fall. And you know, I guess you need to look at that. You know, notwithstanding the things we just talked about in terms of the fundamentals, transportation problems, and so forth, but you need to look at the price of corn and beans now and what you can sell it for and whether that makes you any money based on the yields last year. And you know, if that looks good to you, pull the trigger, because we are in the time of the calendar when a lot of years we see the highest prices of the year right here in this late March, April, and early May time period.
You and I talk about basis all the time, Roy, and we saw just a little bit of a blip in the corn basis yesterday, huh?
Right. We'd had a little bit of a slippage on soybean basis here a couple of weeks ago when the trade went from March futures to May futures, and then just in the last 4 or 5 days, we've seen the basis on corn slip a little bit, and depending on what terminal you look at or what country elevator you look at, the basis slipped anywhere from 2 cents to a nickel. And you know, I've been saying all winter, watch out that for that basis. When the basis starts to slip a little bit, why, that's a sign you need to be alert to the possibility of the cash prices slipping a little bit. And if it starts dropping in big chunks, why, it's probably time to pull the trigger on sales, and that could come any time.
Yeah. How about new crop, whether it's corn or soybeans? Is there some opportunities here now, Roy?
Yeah, I got a lot of questions about new crop at all the meetings I did this winter, because there's so much of a discount between new crop and old crop. And We did see the basis improve a little bit on the new crop bids. The basis improved about a nickel, which to me is saying that, well, maybe we've overestimated the potential from this 2013 crop, and we need to bid up a little bit to lock in some of those supplies. And it hasn't gone to the extent that it needs to yet, but it at least has gone in the right direction, one baby step.
Sure. Of course, next week, Thursday, we get, little bit of infusion of at least some more information. That's planning intentions, and that could be a market mover, huh?
It could be a market mover, and a lot of times we see the biggest part of the spring rally in the first 30 days, and, of course, we're already 30 days into it, so that's certainly one factor to look at. I guess kind of the same story with new crop as with old crop, and that is you look at your net price and look at your anticipated cost of production, and if looks like the price is going to beat the cost of production, well, it doesn't hurt to pull the trigger on a small increment, even if the discount is greater than we'd like to see.
Of course, part of that report is quarterly stocks as well. We'll get an update on where the supply side sits, what we have in the pipeline anyway. But for folks that would also like to get more information from you, Roy, how can they get it?
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
I appreciate the information. Have a good week. We'll talk to you again next week, okay?
I'll look forward to it.
That's Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on KTIC. I'm Chad Moyer reporting.